It's not easy being a celebrated artist, and even less so to be the child of one. The children of the famous often feel that their parent belongs as much to the public as she does to them, and when that happens, jealousy and resentment are inevitable. That's part of the story of the Hawaii Opera Theater's first ever touring production, Jake Heggie's Three Decembers, with the redoubtable Frederica von Stade in the starring role. Karen Tiller is the director of the production. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a story that's operatic without being extravagant. Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. I think, you know, the wonderful things that make opera opera are drama, angst, worry, concern, mm-hmm. happiness. And this is a story about a family. And, you know, I think that when you care about the people that are around you, that's wonderful material for a very dramatic evening. And we've got one coming.
Opera has enormous power to convey all those things because of the way it fuses every kind of theatrical presentation, yeah?
Yeah, and I think that in this particular production, the composer has done such a wonderful job of informing the drama. It moves it forward. The music absolutely moves forward. The action, the drama, the emotional content is very connected with the music, which is what makes opera opera.
Whenever families deal with deep emotions, there's a great deal that's unsaid within
yes.
families. So people sit at the, you know, in this case, they're gathering for Christmas, and they may sit there and seethe with whatever they're feeling without necessarily stating it. Is that something that happens?
Absolutely. You know, we've talked a lot about that in the rehearsal process, that so much of this story is what we're not actually talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And how that we actually have some reveals as we go through the production. And it is the unsaid that really is driving a lot of the action, which I think is true. It's true to life. And that's one of the things that makes this production so interesting for me as a director is this. It's very conversational. It's very modern. It's very in the moment. It's very much like your own family's good things and bad things. There's dysfunction in every family. There are secrets in every family.
Mm-hmm.
And just the process of sort of peeling back the layers of relationship as we go through these three decades is very interesting dramatically. And I think it's quite emotional. The audience will become engaged from the very beginning because it feels real.
Those hidden emotions are kind of the responsibility of the composer to evoke.
Well, I think in both ways, right? The librettist
and the performers, and, yeah.
Absolutely, all of us. The librettist, the composer, the performers. But I do believe that the composer, Jake, is very good at informing emotional content through his music. I think he's really good at sort of connecting the thought and the feeling to the musical moment, and that it rings very true to the audience member. And I think that's one of the things that makes this piece work so well.
You know, the whole aesthetic of grand opera is very well defined by now, and
indeed.
And that sort of leaves contemporary opera wondering which pathway to take.
Well, you know, I think that, grand opera, the sort of Aidas and large triumphal marches are not this opera. That's not going to happen here.
Yeah.
This is an opera with three people. But I do believe that what makes good opera is good story and good music.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly in this particular case, we've got that in abundance. And also, this cast is just ridiculously good. They're a phenomenal group of people. It's only three people. It's so fun to work. I'm usually in the sort of grand opera place. That's mm-hmm. what I usually direct. So to pare it down to something so intimate and something so involved with the characters, the, you know, three people, their feelings, it's a very fun process for me, but I do still think it's very operatic. The music drives the drama, and it's also very accessible. You were playing a little bit of it before.
Yeah.
It's beautiful music. It's a modern aesthetic, but
mm-hmm.
it's beautiful music. I was humming it this morning. I'm not kidding. While I was brushing my teeth, it's hummable. And yet it still serves the purpose of the drama of the piece.
You could hear in just that little excerpt that we listened to. A contemporary musical language.
Absolutely. But an appropriate musical language for the, we're in 1986, then 1996, then 2006. It makes sense that it would be a contemporary musical landscape, but it is very accessible, but it also serves its purpose of defining the characters. Each of them have their sort of musical motifs. They also, it moves the action along. It anger and happiness and all of those things are very well underscored, if you will. And it's been a real pleasure to work on a piece that's so intimate and so real. And again, with a cast of such great stature.
And when I think of what makes, you know, it's easy to describe music as having a contemporary musical language, but what does that mean? And I think what it means, at least to my ears, are there's a great deal that our ears have gotten used to. And I mean the public over the last century, you know, it's been a long while since the riot at the Rite of Spring. And now we understand that musical language, right? We've extended now those kind of harmonies turn up in West Side Story and have moved toward the mainstream.
It's very much like that, I would say. But it's not, this piece is not dissonant. And oftentimes people confuse, I think, a modern opera with a dissonant piece, and that is not the case. And it is much more sort of those harmonies and those jumps in terms of musical language are much more like West Side than something like Schoenberg. It's not like that at all.
Right. But it sort of shows that the ears of the audience can be educated over time.
Yeah.
They've become more accepting of, you know, that dissonance is sort of thrown into the pot here and there.
Well, and dissonance makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got dissonant moments operatic dramatically, so how better to underscore that than with a dissonant moment musically? I mean, it makes sense. But again, I think I don't want to sort of conflate dissonance in this opera Three Decembers, because they're not. It's a very, very accessible, beautiful piece of music.
Fun to work on, I guess.
I'm having the time of my life. It's great.
Sounds great. Thanks you so much.
Thank you.
Karen Tiller is the director of Jake Heggie's Three December, featuring Frederica von Stade, which will be performed on Oahu, Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island between March 24th and April 1st. And you can find their schedules on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
Once before you were born,
not a question like, how is Bert?
Your father and I spent Christmas in San Francisco. Did you know that?
No. And we walked across the globe.